zone coverages. I'll put it that way.
You'd be a safety because you back to you know where to put you know where to put everybody to cover up for you.
Well, even if I knew where the guy, every coverage would be a busted coverage. Even if I was supposed to be, even if I knew where I was trying to go. But keep hitting us up if you have guys that you'd like to see try out other sports and stuff like that. We're gonna go to the big break. When we come back, I do want to talk a little bit about some of the hoops guys because I want to ask you, Cease, what's the importance of numbers. Do we think that players' numbers are important? Do y'all think they're important? Because one of the new basketball players picked an interesting one. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the big break. Come back with us. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
Don't miss our high school baseball and softball games of the week featuring A&M Consolidated, Bryan High, College Station High, and Rudder. For who, when, and more information, visit the play-by-play section at zone1150.com. This is Sports Radio 1150 KZNE and KNDE HD3 College Station Bryan.
Flag.
I'm Jay Berman. This report is brought to you by Golfsmith. People that would do anything for golf deserve a store that would do anything for golfers. At Golfsmith, certified club fitters help you get the right gear. To find a store, visit golfsmith.com. A pair of conference semifinal game twos tonight in the NBA kicks off with the Hawks and Wizards from Atlanta. Washington took the opener. Here's Hawks head coach Mike Budenholzer.
We can be better defensively, and I think offensively, if we're more aggressive, and I think we play similar to how we did in the first half, we can be effective.
All right, the Nightcap, meanwhile, features the Grizzlies and Warriors from Oakland. Steph Curry, a bit of a contradiction here. Have a listen.
Obviously, we know which two teams will play if we, you know, win this series, but we can't, you know, get too far ahead of ourselves.
Okie dokie. Meanwhile, still no word yet on whether or not Mike Conley will play for Memphis. Conley, if you recall, suffered broken facial bones in round one of the playoffs. Baseball, your major league home run leader.
There's a drive deep left field. Boom, stick, baby. 1-0 Mariners.
That would be Nelson Cruz, who now has 14 round trippers. Seattle continuing their series tonight in Anaheim against the Angels. By the way, hottest team in the majors, that would be your St. Louis Cardinals. They won 7 straight. Cards and Cubs from Bush tonight. NFL, the Patriots have decided to waive cornerback Alphonso Denard. He's been a four-time starter last season for the Pats. And finally, UFC fighter John Jones may never step inside the octagon again. That, according to his agent. I'm Jay Berman.
I'm Patrick Ziner with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, brought to you by RP Lee Termite and Pest Control. Bryan ISD is looking for parent feedback. The online survey offers parents the opportunity to rate a wide variety of school programs. Visit bryanisd.org to take the survey through May 17th. The next Habitat for Humanity workshop on how to build a habitat home is Saturday morning. Details are on their website at habitatbcs.org. The City of College Station will host an Americans with Disabilities Act informational public forum today at 6:30 at the CSU Meeting and Training Facility at Graham Road. Today, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy and 81. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, cloudy and 68. You can now hear your favorite shows, TexAgs Radio, The Louie Belina Show, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, and Chip Howard Sports Talk on your FM dial. Listen in on Zone 102.7 FM. RP Lee Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rpleepestcontrol.com.
Congress is getting ready to give Obama even more power. If Congress gives Obama fast-track trade authority, he can use it to rewrite our immigration laws. That's bad for American jobs. Obama's executive amnesty was bad enough, but fast-track would be even worse. Fast-track paves the way for Obama to change America's immigration law without asking Congress. What are these Washington politicians thinking? Obama says fast-track is about trade? It's really about open borders. We can't trust Obama with fast-track power, not after everything he's done. Tell your congressman we expect them to stop Obama's immigration power grab. Vote no on fast-track. Take action. Tell Congress, vote no on fast-track. Stop Obama's open borders agenda. Go to ObamaTrade.com. 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 Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using AggielandHelpWanted.com, where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job? Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes, plus it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Moms love healthy gifts from Massage Envy Spa.
For me, this is my day to relax, find balance, and feel loved. The love part is covered. Massage Envy Spa will handle the rest.
Healthier gifts mean happier moms. Massage Envy Spa now has complete Mother's Day packages for under $100. That's a massage and facial. Show mom just how much you appreciate her. Visit Massage Envy Spa College Station in the Tower Point Shopping Center off Highway 6 at William D. Fitch. Hurry in to Massage Envy Spa. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th.
Talk about your favorite local teams with your favorite local hosts. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays on Zone FM 102.7.
All right.
And Sports Radio 1150. And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome back. Robert Bloom, Robert Cessna, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the events coming this season. The season that dreams are made of at MSCOpus.org. Lots of good information on there. Lots of great shows coming in. Again, MSCOpus.org. You can call us 693-1150. Text us 229-1939. Earlier today, Cease, I went to the Twitterverse and said, what's going on? No one had any good, nothing we could talk about on the radio. Lots of good topics, but nothing we could really discuss
here. But the Rockets, how about the NBA playoffs? I'm not a big NBA playoff fan, but the underdogs winning last night.
Well, I read this morning, we were watching Dancing with the Stars last night, of course, it's Monday.
Oh, there you go, of course.
Well, that and the Astros. We were flipping back and forth between Dancing with the Stars and the Astros last night. I read a couple different stories that said that the Clippers-Rockets game was one of the worst playoff games anyone's ever seen. They said it was horrible, just an awful game. I didn't get to see it, but that's what everyone said. Did you watch that one?
The Rockets look like they had taken doggy downers. I mean, they just never could get going. And for James Harden to want to come out and make a statement like maybe he should have been the MVP, no. I mean, that was – Kevin McHale looked like he'd been up all night. I mean, they're supposed to be rested. They had a few days. I mean, they slept through game one. And I turned it over in the second half because I'm not a big NBA fan because my son is getting into it a little bit more. And he goes, they're playing without Paul. I go, they're winning without Chris Paul on the road?
Yeah, it was, like I said, everyone said it was just a bad game. So.
Oh, it was a horrible game. And LeBron James lost. I guess that's what TNT wanted, so the series will go a little longer. I mean, I don't know.
Well, but now D-Wade is back maybe, right? He was dead, and then now he's alive again, right? He's playing. He wasn't really dead, but he was hurt, and now he looks – everyone said he was playing good. Again, I didn't get to see it.
But we were too busy watching Miami.
Not Dwayne Wade. Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I was going to say, holy cow.
Dwayne Wade might be dead, but yeah. Derrick Rose is still going.
Yeah, Rose.
Whatever I'm trying to think of.
Yeah. Hey, I like that, Aubrey.
Some point guard.
You were thinking about, you were in a different life. You put yourself at cornerback. You really love
that person.
Said you should be on someone's team.
Me at corner really loves Dwayne Wade on the Bulls, but Derrick Rose is the guy that was dead and now he's playing. But supposedly was good.
Think moving people. I would like you to be an assistant football coach and be in one of Sumlin's war rooms where they have this hidden camera. I'd like to see you talk about, you know, moving Brandon Williams and all that. I could see Spavital and all of them looking at you like, where did this guy come from?
Well, I am fascinated with position moves because someone has to have the original idea.
Exactly.
And stand up in the room and go.
And nobody laugh at him.
Yeah, and go, I got an idea, guys. and follow me here. That's got to happen. Yeah,
because
so that always
because Jake Spavital at some point had to go up and say, hey, how about if we move Jarvis Harrison to tight end? And people are you crazy?
Yeah, you gotta be careful. But, you know, hit us up, 229-1939. What's on your mind? Well, a little bit earlier today, the Aggie basketball manager's Twitter account tweeted out the new locker plaques for the new players, and I thought one of them was a little bit interesting.
Okay.
Thought we'd talk about on the show because it's kind of a what's in a number sort of thing. I mean, do you care about player numbers
and stuff like that?
One of because I wasn't a huge fan of Speedy Noyle picking up Johnny Manziel's right away. You know, I thought that was a little odd.
I thought they shouldn't allow that personally, but they probably
the new numbers. Anthony Collins will be number 11. Tavario Miller is changing to number 42. Alex Robinson is changing to 2. Admon Gilder will be number 3. Tyler Davis will be number 34. But DJ Hogue from Plano is going to be number 1. The first person since AC Law to wear the number 1 jersey. I thought that was a little bit interesting. It's been...
And why did he say he... We don't know why.
We don't know why yet.
Always want to know why people wear numbers.
And people got to remember a little bit, he was like 8 when AC Law was playing. I mean, that was 10 years
it's
ago.
Probably not Law, but it's got a reason.
Yeah, and I just think I thought it was kind of interesting to see someone put on the number 1 because they didn't retire the number, but they retired the jersey. You know, technically the number wasn't retired. The number 1 jersey's hanging in the Reed Arena, and no one's worn it since AC Law. DJ Hogue's going, I want to wear it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of...
I always like looking at numbers. And I'm not for people changing their numbers in their career, because then it's unless you're Michael Jordan, because then you're looking like, wasn't Robinson 3, if you were going to say, wasn't he this number?
Yeah.
And I hate it when guys change their numbers in the middle. Unless you're a nobody, then that doesn't matter what your number is.
Well, it's just, we've seen this a few times. The Stephen McGee went from 15 to 7, and Reggie McNeil went from, 2 to 1, and then somewhere else.
2 to 1 to the bench.
Even, it's one of those, you know, history things, but Johnny Manziel was 15 the year he redshirted
15.
And then moved to 3, or moved to 2. And the reason he wasn't 3, I believe, was because Jameel Showers was already number 3.
Somebody had the number, correct.
Because he was number 3 in high school. So, I don't know, do you pay attention to that stuff? Or you just...
I do, and that's why I hate in college football, they have multiple numbers.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
And I hate that, and I think numbers are very important because I want to know why they picked it. Was because of their parents? Was it because or dad was or mother of women's sports? Was it because of a hero that you follow? I think numbers are very important. I think double digit numbers are very important. You know what do you remember the numbers? And I'm big into it.
Did you play sport? What was your number?
I wore number. I only played baseball, and I always had. Wore number 21 or 14 for Roberto Clemente or Gene Alley. If someone had Roberto Clemente's number, Gene Alley, people don't know who he was. He was a shortstop with the Pirates when I was growing up. But I always took 21. I was always a big Roberto Clemente fan.
And I was on the 7th grade B team, and they started handing out numbers when I was in middle school. And basically, you got to kind of the A team, you got to pick their numbers first.
Sure.
And then I was just like, whatever. I don't care, whatever number. And so I got 55, but it turned out that was my dad's number when he played too. So then after that, I wanted to be 55.
Now, what I have to laugh is my son's come along and start playing football. So you think you're a cool dad, and you're going to tell him. So I was telling him, pick a double digit number because people remember double digits. He come home and he first starts to say, what number did you take? 16. I go, why? Because I like 16. I go, okay. You know, it's like, what else you got to say? That's the number he liked.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to kind of get people's thoughts on if y'all think the numbers are important, because some people do.
It was more important to me than it was to him, evidently.
I can't remember what player it was now, and I wish I could have looked this up, but it was a hockey player, and he had number 90 or 80 or some number like this, and they asked him a few weeks ago why he had that number, and he said that when he first got called up or, you know, he first played in the NHL or whatever it was, that a bunch of people went out and bought his jersey. Not a bunch, but some people went out and bought his jersey. And so he saw some people in his jersey. So the next time he got on the team, he said he felt bad if he would have changed numbers because those people had already bought the jersey, so he just stuck with that jersey. I thought that was kind of nice. I can't remember what the guy's name was.
Covering women's softball, I don't know it for 100% true, but you'll a lot of times see girls wear number 68, 77. I'm intrigued. And the first few I've asked, I don't make it a habit now, but it always was that was their dad's high school football number. So you think about who coaches girls softball more than dads. That maybe they didn't have the sons, so they pushed their daughters to it. You'll see a lot of high numbers in girls softballs, and I bet you most times it was their dad's number in football.
Well, I remember, I can't remember her first name now, but Jacob Green's, I think, daughter.
Soccer
here.
Correct.
And yeah, and she was like number 90-something.
Well, I'm just saying,
it was because that's what he was.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, though. You go along, you see a softball team running, it's 1, 10, 15, 92. You go like, whoa.
Right, yeah, because everyone else had small numbers, yeah, and hers was like 90-something.
And it's easy in softball because there's only 15 in scholarships, so it's easy to get one of those 60 numbers or 70 numbers.
I want to know what y'all think. Hit us up, 229-1939, though, of someone picking up the number one jersey. I mean, it's the thing y'all care about. Do y'all is it something that, you know, it's been so long since AC even played that who cares? His senior year was 06-07. This upcoming year will be 15-16. So it was, 9 years ago to these guys. They weren't even in middle school when AC Law was playing at A&M. So I want to, do y'all care about stuff like that? Do y'all pay attention? It's funny to me the numbers you remember, because when I saw these place cards, 1, 3, 34, those some of the guys, my initial thoughts were Law, Roland, and Brian Davis.
I always like to do trivia. What was DeAndre Jordan's number when he was here? Do you remember?
12.
12, okay.
Yeah, of all things.
Just trying to remember.
he was the 12th man for whatever reason. Because I always thought that was kind of funny. A lot of times the 12 would be a walk-on or some sort of thing, and basketball hasn't necessarily done that. But DeAndre Jordan, the best basketball player A&M's ever had come through. Not the best for A&M, but the best player.
Correct.
And he was the number 12.
Like I said, Sonny Parker, though, I might have to backtrack on that. We'll see.
Jordan's
done, he'll probably have more awards and points and everything than Sonny Parker did.
Yeah, and then the one thing that A&M doesn't do is A&M doesn't retire numbers.
Yeah.
Which is a fascinating thing. We had talked about this a while back. We were flying to South Carolina or whatever about should they retire numbers. I'm pro retiring numbers, but I said at the time, to me, if you're going to retire a number, you've got to be a consensus or whatever you want to call it, best player in the country.
Yeah, I want to make them few, because now my point is, and we had a break, and I said, I noticed that now what I'm hating is it seems more and more colleges are having more awards, and I just hate it's an extension of high school. It used to have just a few awards every year. Now every sport has their own award. If you're a basketball player and you start, you're going to win an award. If you're on the, and then you're going to have A&M, and I just laughed because Baylor had their awards banquet last night for all sports academics. They gave out 31 awards. I mean, it's like giving out more awards than
like bowl games.
And I hate it. Exactly. Come on. I mean, somebody walking by could have got an award last night at Baylor, probably, or A&M, and just wasn't even in sports. That's my thought.
Well, and we've had two recent, All-Americans relatively recent, last 10 years, that I think would set the precedent here. I mean, if you were ever going to retire a football number at A&M, it's the number two. It's Johnny Manziel's number. Obviously, he won the Heisman.
Manziel Crow.
But they aren't. I mean, you can still wear, there's the number two on the team right now. There's probably two number
twos. What I'm saying is, I agree with you. There's two numbers that should be retired. When you win a Heisman Trophy, and everybody says you are the consensus number one player in the country, I think it'll retire those numbers.
Yeah, and even under that rule, Law's number wouldn't necessarily retire, because he didn't win the Naismith Award. Now, he won the Coosie Award as the nation's best point guard, but he was not the nation's best player. So that number would still be available. But like I said, it is interesting to me. It's going to be weird seeing someone wear number one at Reed Arena, especially a freshman. I almost think it should be something that a player earns.
He better be good.
Yeah, he better be good. That was kind of my thought earlier. Like, bold play, DJ Hogue, but yeah, you better live up to that number.
Better be law-like.
And then, and part of me thinks, hey, if that's the standard they want to hold themselves to, and again, I doubt that DJ Hogue even knew that number one was AC Law's number.
Maybe right.
Maybe he did. I mean, it's hanging in the arena, so maybe he knows, but...
Maybe his dad was.
But Speedy Noyle certainly knew that number two was Johnny Manziel's number when he picked that one up.
But then there's been two on defense, too, haven't
you? Yeah, there's a defensive two, and then that's another thing that drives me nuts. I don't like the duplicate numbers. Like, pick another number.
I always like when you're particularly on the road and an A&M Speedy Noel will do something. They'll announce the defensive guy's name. You know, it's like it's so easy for the announcer. How are you going to know to look at the offense or defense?
Well, Ryan Swope used to rack up all kinds of stats for Clay Honeycutt.
There you go. Yeah.
On the other side of the ball. The one that we thought was funny last year was, I remember the AP guy was sitting by us at the Liberty Bowl, and he was trying to figure out how many freshman starters A&M had. And we told him like six or whatever it was, and he goes through and he looks up the numbers and he counts through the roster, and he goes, I'm only counting four. And we're like, no, there's more than that. And on defense, he's reading through them, and he goes, well, Ed Pope, he's not a freshman, and Sabian Holmes, he's not a freshman.
That was pretty funny.
And we go, wait, that's not... Those guys don't play defense. Yeah. Those guys should have been Armani Watts. And,
those guys are chicken fried steak guys.
those are the same people. You gotta pay attention to the double numbers there. But anyway, let us know what you think of numbers. Are they important to you? Not important? I think it's a fascinating because some people it's a huge deal, and some like couldn't care less.
I love numbers.
All right, I love numbers. Is that your new slogan?
There should be a series called that.
Okay. Well, there was, then they got canceled.
Know,
yeah,
exactly.
yeah. Sort of like Revenge. Revenge is going down in flames. That's
show
going down.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my girlfriend, her mom, her whole family loves it. Everyone loves it, but it's going down. Well, obviously, not everyone loves it. It's going to be going on. But
I always have to laugh when I love a show and it goes off. I go, well, not enough of us loved that show, did they?
Well, that's why this might be a conversation for another day. It's hard to get into TV shows these days.
Because they're canceled.
So many of them get canceled. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel them out a little bit. I let them go a couple seasons. Then if they're still there, I'll go back and watch them and catch up and see what everyone else thinks.
I always like those shows if you fall in love with something that you like in the summer, what I call replacement shows on TNT or A&E, and then all of a sudden you come back next year, canceled, gone.
Yeah, although they're starting to get bigger. Summer shows are starting to come around. There was the Americans, it was big. Game of Thrones is basically a summer show on HBO. Someone's making a little bit.
Okay.
Someone texted just a quick factoid, Jacob Green's daughter was number 77.
Okay.
I knew it was a big number on the
soccer
team.
You knew it was a big number.
Yeah.
I don't cover soccer, so we knew it was a big number.
Well, I was like in school back then, so that was a little bit, wasn't that good. But yeah, I always remember because I was always wondering, like, why in the world is there, and then someone finally told me. So there you go. Cool story. All right,
she
wanted
to make sure Rich Kroomer remembered her number.
Yeah, let's get a break. When we come back, we'll get y'all's texts, whatever else you want to talk about. And then, of course, we'll hit you with a little Today in Aggie History. So come back with us. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagles, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone FM 102.7.
Rattlers always has great specials, and May is no exception. This month, grab some healthy snacks with David Sunflower Seeds in the 5.25-ounce bag, 2 for only $2.22. In a hurry for lunch? Then mix and match a fountain drink hot dog and nachos, 2 for only $2, with your registered Rattlers reward card. And if it's been a long, tough, and hot day, after work, stop in for some great beer specials, like 18 packs of Heineken, Corona, and Dos Equis, only $19.99, and 18 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
With the spring winding down, so does the Bellucci Hour. Thursday is the last show before the summer break, which gives you the perfect opportunity to recharge your football batteries for when the Bellucci Hour returns in July. And this also allows you to enjoy the delicious Tab daily lunch specials without having those guys yapping your ear the whole time. The Bellucci Hour, but only till Thursday, so get your fill now at the Tab from noon till 1. Enjoy the last week of the show for the summer with your favorite guys and grub on the Tab's daily lunch specials. Don't miss it.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Listen to Aggie football, basketball, baseball, softball, and soccer on your home for Aggie athletics. The Zone FM, 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150.
Welcome back. Robert Bloom, Robert Cessna, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Talking about, well, we've been all over the map today, see, it's kind of what we do, though.
We're a geography lesson in the making.
Y'all, earlier you were texting us about position changes and, you know, best all-around athletes. I also thought, what coach, if they had to coach another sport, would you like to see?
Ooh, that's always a good one. Well,
yeah, because
you realize Gary Blair would love to coach the baseball team because he played. I mean, Gary Blair lives and dies with the Diamond Sports.
I'd be interested to see. Rob Childress would be an interesting one.
Billy Kennedy track.
Well, I don't know. He might be a good track.
I'm just saying.
Coach. Yeah, I wonder.
Okay, guys, come on, get you around there. Come on back.
Well, I don't know. I think it'd be interesting to see.
Switch them all. Go every coach. Who do you got to go? What sport would you move someone to?
Oh man.
Start with football.
Well, I think because of his open football mentality, I think he'd be good at basketball because their offensive system is all about finding guys in space and moving guys around. I think that would be more conducive to a basketball type.
I move G to golf. G likes to play golf, and
yeah.
You know,
and they'd probably all want to move to golf.
Yeah, because they don't want to move to golf. JT Higgins, the golf coach, he would want to go to equestrian.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's funny. I think because what made me think, we're doing something with Rob Childress, so I interviewed him earlier today.
So where you moved Rob Childress to?
I think he'd be a good football coach. He's got that kind of, he's real intense.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and it's funny because he's a little more lighthearted this season. The thing we're doing with him is a little bit lighthearted. And y'all will see it probably later in the week. But it's a little bit.
I think that's also age and experience. Realize, hey, you know, it gets to be a grind every year, and you're going to burn out.
Well, and winning helps. That's the one thing I will say.
Winning helps
because it's easy to be in a good mood when you're 41-7 and being projected as a national seed. But I wonder. I'll be interested to see how that carries over to next year because.
Or the postseason.
Yeah, the postseason and you know
postseason different animal.
How does that work? Because people forget it's not like. You know, he's been a head coach all that long. He has been at A&M now, but it wasn't like he was a head coach at five other places before he got to A&M. So he's still, you know, potentially learning, evolving, stuff like that. So
you better be learning. You better be learning. If we're not learning, you're moving backwards.
Yeah, someone said, this is one I agree with, Joe Evans could coach any sport on campus just on competitiveness alone.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Absolutely. Joe Evans.
I agree with that.
It would be a fun, obviously you can't, everyone, but it would be fun if you could get a computer to kind of simulate it on. If you moved the different teams to different sports or different coaches, what combination would work the best? You know, like, could...
Everybody, you got to move everybody.
Saying. Like, could Rob Childress coach the football team at basketball? You know, like, what would turn out as the best one?
You got to move everybody.
Someone said Rob Childress is a linebacker coach, Jake Spavadal is a pitching coach, and Chavis as one of the Corps of Cadets drill instructors.
Yeah, we're just going head coaches, though, but that's cool. I understand that.
Yeah, well, he could teach his guys to throw. Let's hit the people with one of their favorite segments, Cease. It's time for Today in Aggie history.
And now, today in Aggie history.
It's a good one. You ready for this one? A lot of them are sports. A lot of them are not sports. Today's Cinco de Mayo, all the way back in 2010, Texas A&M researchers cloned the first foal using egg cells from a live mare. Mouse, the male foal, was born. There you go. With that, A&M became the first academic institution to have successfully cloned six different animals. Cows, goats, pigs, cats, deer, and then now a horse.
That wouldn't have happened if they'd had outsourcing.
I don't know if it would have or not. But there you go. Cloned horse. If A&M could clone a player from the past.
I was going to say, if you could clone a coach or administrator, who would you clone?
Well, I think people would like to see the Bear back. You know, Bear Bryant out here making moves. He was at A&M for a while. So.
I don't think cloning a dead person is going to help.
Why would you clone a live person? I think that would be the most intriguing.
Get twice as much work done.
You'd be intriguing to bring someone back. If you could bring back a former player. Now, I don't know that you'd want to necessarily bring back.
Well, you want to bring, how about E.K. Gill? Bring him back, too, you know.
Well, he wouldn't.
He'd
be good to have around just for history's sake.
Yeah, later.
But he wasn't, like, that good. I mean, if you're going to bring back someone, it better be someone pretty good, I would imagine, right?
Just to help with the new stadium, renovated stadium.
Yeah, you know? just fundraising.
E.K. Gill, yeah.
Yeah. You have to give him all of E.K. Gill's memories, maybe.
Exactly.
The E.K. Gill lookalike could help you with some fundraising. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll do that one another time. But that was today in Aggie history.
We could do that with the space news when we go ahead and clone people.
Now you're getting too far. I don't think we have that technology yet. But there you go. May 5th, 2010. A&M cloned a horse the first
it was Mr. Ed.
First time. It was Mouse was the name of the horse, by the way.
That close.
Isn't that kind of odd?
Mouse?
Mouse the horse. By the way, the whole process took about 2 years to do, according to the Eagle back in 2010.
And how long does the Derby take? How many seconds? So, you know, it's a minute.
It's a lot of work for not that much payoff, right?
I didn't even watch a replay of that. I didn't even know who won the Derby this year.
American Pharoah. I only know that because my mom texted me that her company she works for has some sort of partnership with some other company that owns American Pharoah.
Oh, wow. So that's pretty close.
That's the only reason I knew that.
Maybe you'll get a percentage of the
purse. 6 degrees to American Pharoah from me. So, again, there you go. That's today in Aggie history. We're going to go to break. When we come back, it is time for the high school report. The parade of softball coaches continues. Softball playoffs getting going. Lots of area teams making moves.
Diamonds are the best friend of the Brazos Valley right now.
Yeah, there you go. We'll come back and talk about that. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.